So today we'll read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Today, being the disappearance day of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Pali Goswami, we'll first read a little bit about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Time with Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, of course, is the author of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he also wrote Govinda Leelamrita, which is a very famous book as well. Govinda Leelamrita describes in great detail the Astakalya Leela of Radha and Krishna, the eternal eightfold pastimes of Radha Krishna. And he also wrote a commentary on Bilva Mangala Thakura's very famous Krishna Karnamrita. So these are the writings of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Lord Chaitanya is the same Lord Krishna, and Lord Nityananda is Lord Balaram. Lord Nityananda fulfills all of Lord Chaitanya's desires. The ocean of Lord Nityananda's glory is infinite and unfathomable. Only by his mercy can I touch even a drop of it. Please listen to another glory of his mercy. He made a fallen living entity climb to the highest limits. To disclose it is not proper, for it should be kept as confidential as the Vedas. Yet I shall speak of it to make his mercy known to all. O Lord Nityananda, I write of your mercy out of great exaltation. Please forgive me for my offences. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, on the order of Lokanath Das Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, took permission from Radha Madana Mohan Deity to write. He was incited by those devotees to write this Chaitanya Charitamrita. But you won't see the name of Lokanath Goswami very prominently, perhaps in the purports, because he asked, although he asked him to write, he asked Krishnadas Kaviraj to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, please do not put my name in it, don't spoil this book and put my name in it. So the nature of devotees, of course, is very humble. They consider themselves the servant of Krishna, and they only act for Krishna's pleasure, never for their own pleasure, whether subtle or gross. And so he's saying that you know, the pastimes of Lord Nityananda bestowing his mercy upon Krishnadas Kaviraj is very confidential and should not really be spoken of, since it is so confidential. But because it is also so wonderful, he's prepared to accept whatever reaction there may be, so that the whole world knows about the glories of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu had a servant named Minikatan Ramdas, who was a reservoir of love. At my house, there was Sankirtan day and night, and therefore he visited there having been invited. Absorbed in emotional love, he sat in my courtyard, and all the Vaishnavas bowed down at his feet. In a joyful mood of love of God, he sometimes climbed upon the shoulder of someone offering obeisances. You see little children do that, right? Someone offers the obeisances and the children jump on their back. That happens at home a lot. Sometimes he struck others with his flute or mildly slapped them. When someone saw the eyes of Minikatan Ramdas, tears would automatically flow from his own eyes, for a constant shower of tears flowed from the eyes of Minikatan Ramdas. Sometimes there were eruptions of ecstasy like kadamba flowers on some parts of his body, and sometimes one limb would be stunned while another would be trembling. Whenever he shouted aloud the name Nityananda, the people around him were filled with great wonder and astonishment. One respectable brahmana named Gunanava Mishra was serving the deity. When Minikatan was seated in the yard, this brahmana did not offer him respect. Seeing this, Sri Ramadas became angry and spoke. Here I find the second Romaharshan Sutta, who did not stand to show honour when he saw Lord Balaram. After saying this, he danced and sang to his heart's content, but the brahmana did not become angry, for he was then serving Lord Krishna. Purport. Minikatan Ram was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. When he entered the house of Krishnadas Kaviraj, Gunanava Mishra, the priest who was worshipping the deity installed in the house, did not receive him very well. A similar event occurred when Romaharshan Sudha was speaking to the great assembly of sages at Naimisharanya. Lord Balaram entered that great assembly, but since Romaharshan Sudha was on the Vyasasan, he did not get down to offer respect to Lord Baladev. The behaviour of Gunanava Mishra indicated that he had no great respect for Lord Nityananda, and this idea was not at all palatable to Minikatan Ramdas. For this reason, the mentality of Minikatan Ramdas is never deprecated by devotees. So, Minikatan Ramdas, of course, could immediately detect that behind the plea that, you know, I am busy worshipping the deity, so I will not notice, you know, your arrival, he could actually detect that there was, actually he had no faith in Lord Nityananda, therefore his followers were certainly, not taken very seriously. When Srila Prabhupada was in Washington, he was actually talking with some of his disciples, and one disciple was saying that the Bengali devotees, the Bengali Indian congregation, they took no interest in the devotees. The devotees would go visit them and try to encourage them to take to the temple, but they they would say that the followers of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is for sentimental people who have no very highly developed intelligence, and but those who are actually intellectually inclined, they follow Vivekananda and Dr. Radha Krishna at this personal philosophy. So Srila Prabhupada immediately detected that behind their so-called attachment to understanding the elevated, philosophy of the Vedas, he said, actually, they're simply interested in eating meat. that is the real reason, because, and he explained that actually, Vivekananda, eating meat. Eating meat. Yeah. It's my Australian accent. he was saying that Vivekananda, his philosophy is yatamattatapat, that whatever you do is okay. And he came to the West and made out that he was a great saintly person. Actually, he ate meat, regularly. And Prabhupada describes it was a well-known fact. He was from Bengal. A lot of Bengalis followed him instead of Lord Chaitanya. So, in his ashram, as in many of the ashrams at that time, apart from the devotees, they ate meat. They ate all sorts of meat. So, behind this so-called attachment to the elevated philosophy of the Vedas is simply, if we follow Vivekananda, we can eat meat. If we follow these, devotees of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, we have to stop eating meat. So here also, the devotees, they're very, very clever. They can, just like if you have someone that you love very, very dearly, and you meet someone, you can detect in a second that that person is not very favourable to the person you love. You can detect it in a second, just by their body language. They don't have to do much. If you really, if you're standing there and your mother's there or somebody you really, love, and that person is, inimical, even though they try to hide it, within 1 second you can detect. So the same, those who really love the Lord, they can detect, even though it's hidden behind a facade of, devotional activity. So therefore he's not, deprecated. So at the end of the festival, Minikatam Ram went away, offering his blessings to everyone. At that time he had some controversy with my brother. That's Krishnadas Kaviraj's brother. My brother had firm faith in Lord Chaitanya, but only a dim glimmer of faith in Lord Nityananda. Knowing this, Sri Ramadas felt unhappy in his mind. I then rebuked my brother. These two brothers, I told him, are like one body. They are identical manifestations. If you do not believe in Lord Nityananda, you will fall down. If you have faith in one but disrespect the other, your logic is like the logic of accepting half a hen. So everyone knows that. Half a hen philosophy. It will be better to be an atheist by slighting both brothers than a hypocrite by believing in one and slighting the other. Thus, Sri Ramadas broke his flute in anger and went away. And at that time, my brother fell down. That means he fell into Maya. The sudden inability to follow his regulative principles. I have thus described the power of the servants of Lord Nityananda. Now I shall describe another characteristic of his mercy. That night, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream because of my good quality of chastising my brother. In the village of Jamatapura, which is near Naihati, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream. I fell at his feet, offering my obeisances, and then he then placed his own lotus feet upon my head. Arise, get up, he told me again and again. Upon rising, I was greatly astonished to see his beauty. He had a glossy, blackish complexion, and his tall, strong, heroic stature made him seem like Cupid himself. He had beautifully formed hands, arms and legs, and his eyes like lotus flowers. He wore a silk cloth with a silk turban on his head. He wore golden earrings on his ears, and golden armlets and bangles. He wore tinkling anklets on his feet and a garland of flowers around his neck. His body was anointed with sandalwood pulp, and he was nicely decorated with tilak. His movements surpassed those of a maddened elephant. His face was more beautiful than millions upon millions of moons, and his teeth were like pomegranate seeds because of his chewing betel. His body moved to and fro, right and left, for he was absorbed in ecstasy. He chanted, Krishna, Krishna, in a deep voice. His red stick moving in his hand, he seemed like a maddened lion. All around the four sides of his feet were bumblebees. His devotees, dressed like cowherd boys, surrounded his feet. like so many bees, and also chanted Krishna, Krishna, absorbed in ecstatic love. Some of them played horns and flutes, and others danced and sang. Some of them offered betel nuts, and others waved chamara fans about him. Thus I saw such opulence in Lord Nityananda Swarup. His wonderful form, quality and pastimes were all transcendental. I was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy, not knowing anything else. Then Lord Nityananda smiled and spoke to me as follows. My dear Krishna Das, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will find, you will attain all things. After saying this, he directed me toward Vrindavan by waving his hand. Then he disappeared with his associates. I fainted and fell to the ground. My dream broke, and when I regained consciousness, I saw that morning had come. I thought about what I had seen and heard and concluded that the Lord had ordered me to proceed to Vrindavan at once. That very second I started for Vrindavan, and by his mercy I reached there in great happiness. So he just woke up and just started walking. And just left everything. All glory to Lord Nityananda Balaram, by whose mercy I have attained shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. All glory to the merciful Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sanatan. By his mercy I have attained the shelter of the great personality Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. And by his mercy I have found the refuge of Sri Swarup Damodar. By the mercy of Sanatan Goswami, I have learned the final conclusions of devotional service, and by the grace of Sri Rupa Goswami, I have tasted the highest nectar of devotional service. All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda. I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai, and even lower than the worms in stool. Anyone who hears my name loses the results of his pious activities. Anyone who utters my name becomes sinful. Who in this world but Nityananda could show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between good and the bad. He delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. Although I am sinful and I am most fallen, he has conferred upon me the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. I am not fit to speak all these confidential words about my visiting Madan Gopal and Lord Govinda. Lord Madan Gopal, the chief deity of Vrindavan, is the enjoyer of the Rasa dance and is directly the son of the king of Braja. He enjoys the Rasa dance with Srimati Radharani, Sri Lalita and others. He manifests himself as the Cupid of Cupids. Wearing yellow garments and decorated with a flower garland, Lord Krishna, appearing among the gopis with his smiling lotus face, looked directly like the charmer of the heart of Cupid. That last verse is a quote from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. With Radha and Lalita serving him on two sides, he attracted the hearts of all by his own sweetness. The mercy of Lord Nityananda showed me Sri Madana Mohan and gave me Sri Madana Mohan as my Lord and Master. So these, now he is describing, of course, the three principal deities of Vrindavan, Madana Mohan, Govinda and Gopinath. By approaching Madana Mohan, we establish sambandha, a relationship with the Supreme Lord, by being attracted to the service of the Lord. And by approaching Lord Govinda, we get practical engagement in the service of the Lord. He guides our senses, just as Krishna, who guided Arjuna in the battle of Kurukshetra, is known as Govinda. And as Gopinath, he is the bestower of prema, up to the level of madhura, conjugal love. So these are the three principal deities which he is offering his obeisances to, which he is describing how he came before them and got their blessings by Lord Nityananda's mercy. He granted me, one as low as me, the sight of Lord Govinda. Words cannot describe this, nor is it fit to be disclosed. On an altar made of gems in the principal temple of Vrindavan, amidst the forest of desire trees, Lord Govinda, the son of the king of Vraja, sits upon a throne of gems and manifests his full glory and sweetness, thus enchanting the entire world. By his left side is Srimati Radharani and her personal friends. With them, Lord Govinda enjoys the Rasa Leela and many other pastimes. Lord Brahma, sitting on his lotus seat in his own abode, always meditates upon him and worships him with the mantra consisting of 18 syllables. Everyone in the 14 worlds meditates upon him, and all the denizens of Vaikuntha sing of his qualities and pastimes. The goddess of fortune is attracted by his sweetness, which Srila Rupa Goswami has described in this way. My dear friend, if you are indeed attached to your worldly friends, do not look at the smiling face of Lord Govinda as he stands in the bank of the Jamuna at Kesigat. Casting sidelong glances, he places his flute to his lips, which seem like newly blossomed twigs. His transcendental body, bending in three places, appears very bright in the moonlight. Without a doubt, he is directly the son of the king of Braja. Only a fool considers him a statue. For that offence, he cannot be liberated. Rather, he will fall into a terrible hellish condition. What more shall I say? Those who can describe the mercy of the lotus feet of him, Lord Nityananda, by whom I have attained the shelter, therefore, who can describe the mercy of the lotus feet of him, Lord Nityananda, by whom I have attained the shelter of this Lord Govinda? All the groups of Vaishnavas who live in Vrindavan are absorbed in chanting the all-auspicious name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are their life and soul. They do not know anything but devotional service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna. The dust and shade of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas has been granted to this fallen soul by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda said, in Vrindavan all things are possible. Here I have explained his brief statement in detail. I have attained all this by coming to Vrindavan, and this was made possible by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. I have described my own story without reservations. The attributes of Lord Nityananda, making me like a madman, forced me to write these things. The glories of Lord Nityananda's transcendental attributes are unfathomable. Even Lord Seshu, with his thousands of mouths, cannot find the limit. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. So, that is a pastime there about Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, how he went to Vrindavan. Of course, when he went to Vrindavan and took shelter of Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami and the other Goswamis, he would hear daily, because Raghunath Das Goswami, who personally witnessed the last days of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Mayapur, he would discuss for 2 or 3 hours every day, and every day Krishna Das Kaviraj would hear those pastimes from Raghunath Das Goswami. And I think it was may have been after the disappearance of Raghunath Das Goswami that he was therefore asked to write down those pastimes, and which he did, and that became the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Any questions at all? Moving right along. I'll just maybe read a little about Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Does anyone know? We don't often discuss Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, but we will today. What is it? The same book. There's not a lot written about him, but what there is very, very nice. So it's described that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was Kasturi Manjari. They're all Manjaris. Here we're describing Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who is known as Raga Manjari. So this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 10, Adilila chapter 10, text number 152 onwards. The prominent devotees of Varanasi were the physician Chandrasikara, Tapana Misra, and Raghunath Bhattacharya, Tapana Misra's son. So he was the son. When Lord Chaitanya came to Varanasi after seeing Vrindavan, for 2 months he lived at the residence of Chandrakasala Vaidya and accepted prasad at the house of Tapana Misra. Report. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Bengal, Tapana Misra approached him to discuss spiritual advancement. Thus he was favoured by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and received Harinam initiation. After that, by the order of the Lord, Tapana Misra resided in Varanasi, and when Lord Chaitanya visited Varanasi, he stayed at the home of Tapana Misra. And that, of course, is how Raghunath Bhatta got his association. So I believe he was he was quite young at this stage, probably 8 or 10, something like that. And I think later when he went to Vrindavan, he was about 20 years old. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at the house of Tapana Misra, Raghunath Bhatta, who was then a boy, washed his dishes and massaged his legs. When Raghunath grew to be a young man, he visited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri and stayed there for 8 months. Sometimes he offered prasad to the Lord. Later, by the order of Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath went to Vrindavan and remained there under the shelter of Srila Rupa Goswami. So this is the last verse on Raghunath Bhatta. While he stayed with Srila Rupa Goswami, his engagement was to recite Srimad Bhagavatam for him to hear. As a result of this Bhagavatam recitation, he attained perfectional love of Krishna, by which he remained always maddened. Purport. Raghunath Bhatta, or Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhattacharya, or Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of the 6 Goswamis, was the son of Tapana Misra. Born in approximately 1425 Sikabda, he was expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the Anchalila, chapter 30, it is stated that he was also expert in cooking. Whatever he cooked would be nectarian. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was greatly pleased to accept the foodstuffs that he cooked, and Raghunath Bhatta used to take the remnants of foodstuffs left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Bhattacharya lived for 8 months in Jagannath Puri, after which Lord Chaitanya ordered him to go to Vrindavan to join Srila Rupa Goswami. So you see there, he is described as very expert, particularly in these 2 things, reading Srimad Bhagavatam and cooking. Prabhupada gives an gave a definition of expert. Generally, if we think of expert, we think of someone who's very talented in, some very difficult task that ordinary people can't do. So we might think of, say, a computer technician. Oh, he's a very expert person. Or you may think of someone who, an engineer, is very expert. The Prabhupada gives a different definition. Not that there's some, high academic qualification, but Prabhupada's definition was that whatever you do for Krishna, you do it nicely. That is expert. So if you're sweeping the floor, you do it nicely. You do it so nicely that people, will notice, who swept the floor today? It is so clean. Who cleaned the floor? That is expert. So actually everyone can become expert. It's not an elite group that become expert. Prabhupada's point was that whatever you do it expertly, you do it so nicely, you know, whether it's sweeping the floor. So someone who's cleaning the toilet, someone who's mopping the floor, cleaning the dust, you know, from the yeah, they're expert if they do it really, really nicely. Sometimes people think they see someone doing some service. They might see them, you know, doing deity worship, jagyas, or playing the danga, or you know, something, and they think, for me to be expert, I have to do what that person is doing. That person is seen as expert, so in order for me to be seen as expert, I have to do what that they're doing. That's not expert, because what happens is that if a person does something they're not qualified for and they don't do it properly, the fact that they're just doing that task doesn't make them expert. Okay. So, you know, Prabhupada's point was, you know, you do what task is assigned to you and you do it expert. Here, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami showed that it was just cooking. So his task was to cook, but he cooked so nicely that, you know, of all the people, you know, wherever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, so many people, yes, you please come to my house, you please accept invitation. But when he was there, as Raghunath Bhatta, you know, oh, you will cook. Because you're expert, you do it so nicely. So that is expert, you do it so nicely. And therefore, because he cooked, there he was able to then get the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's food at this. And, you know, he went to Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't tell him to, you know, do a whole billion different things, just recite the Srimad Bhagavatam. Just do that, just recite the Srimad Bhagavatam, chant Hare Krishna, that's it. And so he took that, you know, and he became very, very expert. So, you know, it's a very nice example that whatever we're doing, we just do it so nicely. And that is what, when that doing it nicely, that is expert. And the Lord is very pleased by that. Not trying to imitate someone else in the name of being expert. Raghunath Bhattacharya lived for 8 months in Jagannath Puri, after which Lord Chaitanya ordered him to go to Vrindavan and join Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghunath Bhattacharya not to marry but to remain a brahmachari, and he also ordered him to read Srimad Bhagavatam constantly. Thus he went to Vrindavan, where he engaged in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to Srila Rupa Goswami. He was so expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam that he would recite each and every verse in three melodious tunes. While Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was living with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord blessed him by offering him betel nuts and offered to Lord Jagannath and a garland of tulsi said to be as long as 14 cubits. The Govinda temple was constructed by Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's order to one of his disciples. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami supplied all the ornaments of the Govind deity. He never talked of nonsense or worldly matters, but always engaged in hearing about Krishna 24 hours a day. So, of course, you know, in order to recite Srimad Bhagavatam very expertly, not just very melodiously, but to be very expert in its presentation and understanding, that was his whole consciousness. So he never thought of anything but, you know, the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He never cared to hear the blasphemy of a Vaishnava. Even when there was points to be criticized, he used to say that since all the Vaishnavas were engaged in the service of the Lord, he did not mind their faults. And so again, such a nice attitude. Yeah, there may be faults, I don't mind, you know, they're serving Krishna. Later, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami lived by Radha Kund in a small cottage. In the Gaura Ganadesha Dipika, verse 185, it is said that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was formerly the gopi named Raghamanjari. We're running out of time here. Let's say a couple of things quickly about Raghunath Das Goswami. Maybe I'll just read this purport about him. Probably the easiest way to do that. There's a little pastime here about Raghunath Das Goswami. Śrīla Raghunath Das Goswami, so this is from the Arilila chapter 10, from verse 91. Śrīla Raghunath Das Goswami, the 46th branch of the tree, was one of the most dear servants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left all his material possessions to surrender completely unto the Lord and live at his lotus feet. Purport. Śrīla Raghunath Das Goswami was most probably born in the year 1416 Sikabda in a Kasaya family as the son of Govardhan Majumdar, who was the younger brother of the then Zamindar Haranya Majumdar. The village where he took his birth is known as Sri Krishnapur. On the railroad line between Calcutta and Burdwan is a station named Trishabhaga. About 1.5 miles away is the village of Sri Krishnapur, where the parental home of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami was situated. A temple of Sri Sri Radha Govinda is still there. In front of the temple is a large open area, but no large hall for meetings. However, a rich Calcutta gentleman named Harichandana Ghosh, who resided in the Sindh quarter, recently repaired the temple. The entire temple compound is surrounded by walls, and in a small room, just to the side of the temple, is a small platform on which Raghunath Das Goswami used to worship the deity. By the side of the temple is the dying river Sarasvati. The forefathers of Śrīla Raghunath Das Goswami were all Vaishnavas and were very rich men. His spiritual master at home was Yadunandana Acharya. Although Raghunath Das was a family man, he had no attachment for his estate and wife. Seeing his tendency to leave home, his father and uncle engaged special bodyguards to watch over him. But nevertheless, he managed to escape their vigilance and went away to Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This incident took place in the year 1439 Sikabda. Raghunath Das Goswami compiled three books named Stavamala or Stavamali, Dana Charita, and Mukta Charita. So, Mukta Charita is the pearl story. Dana Charita. Dana. What's that? That's what I thought it was about. My impressions, it was about Krishna taxing the gopis when they came past with their yogurt. And Stavavali. He lived for a long duration of life. So do you know the pearl story? I won't tell it now, but there's a kid's book upstairs, which is, you know, a good way. It's a very, very difficult to understand. But if you read the children's book, it's actually quite easy to understand. Yeah. He lived for a long duration of life. So, for most of his life, he resided at Radha Kund, the place where Raghunath Das Goswami performed his devotional service, still exists by Radha Kund. So, of course, Raghunath Das Goswami was sort of like the custodian or the, you know, caretaker of Radha Kund. He almost completely gave up eating, and therefore he was very skinny and of weak health. His only concern was to chant the holy name of the Lord. He gradually reduced his sleeping until he was almost not sleeping at all. It is said that his eyes were always full of tears. When Srinivasacharya went to see Raghunath Das Goswami, the Goswami blessed him by embracing him. Srinivasacharya requested his blessings for preaching in Bengal, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami granted them. In the Gaura Ganadesa Dipika 186, it is stated that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was formerly the gopi named Rasa Manjari. Sometimes it is said that he was Rati Manjari. Translation. When Raghunath Das Goswami approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, the Lord entrusted him to the care of Swarup Damodar, his secretary. Thus they both engaged in the confidential service of the Lord. Purport. This confidential service was the personal care of the Lord. Swarup Damodar, acting as his secretary, attended to the Lord's baths, meals, rest and massages, and Raghunath Das Goswami assisted him. In effect, Raghunath Das Goswami acted as the assistant secretary of the Lord. Translation. He rendered confidential service to the Lord for 16 years at Jagannath Puri. And after this, the disappearance of both the Lord and Swarup Damodar, he left Jagannath Puri and went to Vrindavan. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami intended to go to Vrindavan to see the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan and then give up his life by jumping from Govardhan Hill. Thus, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami came to Vrindavan, visited Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and offered them his obeisances. These two brothers, however, did not allow him to die. They accepted him as their third brother and kept him in their company. Because Raghunath Das Goswami was an assistant to Swarup Damodar, he knew much about the external and internal features of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Thus the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, always used to hear of this from him. Raghunath Das Goswami gradually gave up all food and drink but a few drops of buttermilk. As a daily duty, he regularly offered 1,000 obeisances to the Lord, chanted at least 100,000 holy names, so about 64 rounds, and offered obeisances to 2,000 Vaishnavas. Day and night he rendered service within his mind to Radha and Krishna, and for 3 hours a day he discoursed about the character of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami took 3 vows daily in the Radhakund Lake. As soon as he found a Vaishnava residing in Vrindavan, he would embrace him and give him all respect. He engaged himself in devotional service for more than 22.5 hours a day, and for less than 2 hours he slept, although on some days that also was not possible. I am struck with wonder when I hear about his devotional service he executed. I accept Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami as my guides. Purport. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj accepted Raghunath Das Goswami as his special guide. Therefore, at the end of every chapter, he says, Sri Rupa Raghunath, Yada Ase, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kahi Krishna Das. Sometimes it is misunderstood that by using the word Raghunath, he wanted to offer his respectful obeisances to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, for it is sometimes stated that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was his initiated spiritual master. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Das Goswami does not approve of this statement. He does not accept Raghunath Bhatta Goswami as the spiritual master of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj. Translation. I shall later explain very elaborately how all these devotees met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that there is just a short description of each of those three devotees. Any questions? Yes, Govinda Lilamrita, the commentary on Krishna Karnamrita and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.